It's crack lagging.
Marcus, cold.
I'm freezing, guys.
Feels
absolutely
good.
I love cold.
Not me, man.
What do you have to have it on inside your house?
I mean, just because I don't want to pay a bill. I have it at around 74, I would say,
okay,
is average.
That's not bad.
But if it was for me, it would be down in the 60s.
Oh, right? Heck no. It's heck like yeah. It's like 60 degrees in here right now.
All right. I forgot my headphones, guys. Gotta use these pieces
horrible,
of crap, man.
Horrible.
What a horrible podcaster. All right, here we go.
Three,
two,
one. What's going on, guys? It is your boy Rupert here, and
your boy Mark My World.
How are you, bro?
Good, my guy. Good. How are you?
I'm hurting, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
What happened?
I got an injury on my leg, bro.
How'd you hurt yourself?
Playing baseball, you know, around the dirt, the rocks on the field. And
are you playing at the Sandlot or what?
Scraping, bro. Basically, bro. These parks we'd be playing at, bro.
Oh my gosh! I saw it when you walked in. It's like cut up pretty bad.
It is cut up. Let me see if I can
see if you can show everybody. Ugh. Oh my god! Look at that. It's got like, hold on, move this out of the way. Like a scar. Like
it's bad, dude.
It's about almost a week old. Oh. Tomorrow's gonna be a week old. So.
My gosh, that looks horrible.
Bro, it's been really bad just wearing pants and stuff like that.
Yeah, I could imagine.
It feels like when you got burnt skin, you peeled off all the old stuff and it's just the raw meat of your skin. Imagine any little thing that touches just bothers you so much.
So I've been chills just thinking about it.
I've been having to like wrap it up.
With like Ace bandage wrap or something?
Yeah, but the first time I just made the mistake of just because I was at work.
Right.
And I was like, okay, I'll be fine. But while I was working, I was like, I can't take this anymore. I need to wrap it, cover it with
and
something.
And then the air hits it. You don't want it to get dirty, like different things rub against it.
Yeah, so
it.
I stopped by while I was at work. I stopped by Walgreens, got me a wrap, wrapped it up.
Nice.
Was better. Still painful, but it's not something scraping up.
Right, right. Man, dude. I hope it heals and fast.
Yeah, bro, because I'm still playing tomorrow. I get a game tomorrow. I'm just going to try not to slide.
You better not slide, dude. Things going to tear wide open.
Yeah, bro, but that first night when I got home and unwrapped it, that was painful.
Because then it, like, sticks to the wound.
It stuck to the wound, bro, so I would have to, like, just like taking the band-aid off.
Just rip it.
Oh. Just like, oh, bro, it's so... And you know what's painful, too? I have to clean it.
Oh,
I had to put...
Peroxide
on it.
Did it bubble? The whole thing turned white?
It felt like I was putting alcohol. I can only imagine if I were to clean it with alcohol.
You should have put a little bit of alcohol on there just to see how it felt.
Painful that would have been, bro. I have a video of it, actually. I forgot to show it to you.
So let's... okay, let's move on from this because I'm getting the heebie-jeebies now, okay?
And we lost the game, by the way, so it was all for nothing.
Even worse. We wanted to come to you guys today and just say that, unfortunately...
Should we tell them?
Bro, we're going to start with this.
We have to. We have to let them know right now, right off the bat.
This can be the last episode, guys.
The last episode of This Mood Podcast.
Some things have come up we have no control over, and this is gonna be the last episode, man.
It's the last episode we're gonna shoot in this little area right here.
This office here.
We had to get you guys right there for a second. We got you for a second. You gotta admit it.
But we've been evicted, so
we got kicked out. We gotta go.
We're too loud, obnoxious.
We gotta find another place to shoot. If you guys have any recommendations,
you
let
guys
us know.
Got a basement, living room area,
mom's basement. We can go. Like,
we just need
there.
Like a 10x10 area.
We'll make it work.
Pantry.
We're going to try to find something. We're going to try to maneuver around this little office area, see if we can find ourselves a nice little black.
What?
A nice little background. How about that?
Yeah, guys. It's been a blessing to be able to have just this little room in here and have our time come in whenever we want.
It's all
and
secluded.
Be able to record.
We got
a
key to get in. Nice. It's been awesome.
Shout out to Mark for that and everybody who controls that.
Shout out to my family.
Yeah, hey. Mark's family for letting us do that. And it's just been a blessing. So, you know, with those whole things going on, things are changing. So we're going to try to find another little spot here and you know, just try to make it happen because we love doing this. We love having a conversation with you guys, and it's been fun, bro.
Yeah, I love it. We've
been going for like half a year now.
I think we're gonna keep it up. I love this, dude. Yeah.
Half a year going on and off. We've had to pause a couple times there, but I think we're gonna keep rolling, keep rolling, keep rolling.
Let's do it. So let's get into the first thing. What do you want to talk about first, man? Because I know there's a bunch of stuff going on. It's getting crazy out there in the world today. But we try to bring you guys, keep you guys up to date with everything, things that we hear, things that we come across. Of course, we try to fact check as much as we possibly can. And what do you got for us?
I'm start with me, like stuff that I've been doing these past couple of times. But something that's been like I've been struggling with this whole week is school, bro.
School, like kids. Like Israel school.
Yeah, Israel school.
Okay,
bro.
So what's up with school?
It's just so disorganized, bro.
I feel like, the same way.
I wish they had everything in one program.
Yes.
But they have different things that you have to go to, put codes in that you need, and the teacher sometimes doesn't give it to you or it doesn't work. Like, you've been dealing with this too,
bro? I have. I've been staying quiet about it because I'm just like, oh, let me just suck it up, man, and freaking just do this crap. But I feel for our kids. I really do. I had to go over to my mom's house because Riley is staying with my mom.
Okay.
My mom's doing online schooling with her. So just kind of making sure that she's getting everything done and being there for her or whatnot. I've had to go over there twice because the teacher is so confused on telling the kids, oh, join this Zoom class at this time and hop back on Zoom class at this time. It's like they're not in college yet.
Yeah, it's like homeroom and then
the why are different you getting them on different like school schedules?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Changing classes. Like, no. Our kids just need to learn. They don't need to freaking worry about what time they need to be back in the classroom and everything else. They didn't have to worry about that last time. Sorry, I'm just venting right here, but
bro,
I think it's crap, dude. It is crap.
For me, it's just the whole different programs that you have to go to and the codes that you need to do it.
Yes.
It's like, I'm thinking, how does homeschooling work? I don't think homeschooling does it this way.
No, and I think most homeschools, they'll give you the assignment up front, explain everything to you, and then say, okay, turn this in later on and you can submit your assignments online.
Yeah, I would love to hear for anybody who does homeschooling with their kids or know somebody.
Tag someone. Yeah,
to leave a comment on like a generic idea of how things go, because the way we're doing it is so complicated
it
and
is.
I think so unnecessarily hard to, you just have to jump around to different platforms, different programs. And granted, this wasn't planned for the school year, so I get it. It's somewhat rushed.
Yeah.
I think we had plenty of time to do something, but
you're gonna have to edit this later. But it's okay. Someone needs to change this stat, like right now. Either fix it by the end of this school semester, or something needs to happen. Period. Like, I think by December or by January 1st, it should all be like reevaluated, revamped,
different game plan,
everything,
because it's taking up our time now.
It is.
Because they can't figure it out, the kids can't figure it out themselves, so it's basically we're in school too for those hours.
Yes,
but we have work, we got stuff we gotta do,
we gotta provide for the families, man. That's what I'm talking about. It's insane. Absolutely insane.
It's just been crazy. Hopefully, I want to hear from you guys. Is it complicated for you? I've been watching a lot of memes and a lot of TikToks of like Mexican moms sitting with their kids. Bro, I saw a heartbreaking one where, the lower end families who have like 4 or 5 kids with only a mobile hotspot to do their work. Schooling, bro.
Man,
like,
that's
people
true.
Who can't afford internet,
true.
The Wi-Fi that we have, like high-speed Wi-Fi,
right.
They're dealing with one hotspot, and each kid has to like take turns to do their... Imagine that, bro.
And you're going to have to pay for that hotspot. So, again, the parent who didn't have to pay for a hotspot prior when their kid was in school learning now has an extra expense added on to their monthly expenses.
Yeah.
And it's slow.
Yeah.
So their kids are still falling behind.
Yeah. My kid is falling behind. Like,
I think so too, man.
Hard
I think
to
mine
understand,
is too.
And I've done some mistakes where I've submitted work while not trying to figure something out. I've clicked on submit and it sent the work and I was like, crap, we weren't done. Hold on.
Right.
Like, it's just,
I've called the teacher like in the middle of her Zoom class, like stop the entire like class learning. Like, I'm one of those parents. And I call her and I'm like, right off the bat, I'm looking at her in the screen like, you better freaking answer right now because I'm about to give you a piece of my mind. And she answers and I'm like, hi, this is Riley's dad. Yes, she's trying to log into the Zoom class or like whatever. Like, she didn't know how to turn in the assignment. Can you please show everyone in the classroom how to do it? Because I don't even know how either.
And it's just, I get frustrated, dude.
And then kids don't put their computers on mute.
Oh, Mom, can I get some Dunkaroos?
Oh, man.
Like, come on.
And like, they spend, teachers can spend, like, I've seen them myself spend like 10, 15 minutes on just trying to help one parent trying to figure out how to do something. Yes. While everybody else has to wait and just.
Okay, hold on. Have you been so in this situation where the teacher sends that welcome text message and then every parent that is in the class responds on that same text message thread? So you have like 50 notifications coming in from all the different parents. Really? Like, I don't know what my kid's login is. Billy needs help with this. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Taking me off of this freaking thread. I do not want to be in this group text right now. I don't. I'm sorry.
I don't. But Paola is the one that gets those text messages.
You are lucky.
And she sent me screenshots.
You are absolutely lucky, dude.
I feel your pain, bro. So, yeah, there's that going on. I really want to hear you guys. Is it going good for you guys? You got any suggestions, any ideas? Is homeschooling like this? I don't think so. I think homeschooling is way easier.
Dude, I hope.
Like, why can't you just send an email with all the documents that we need to do today? Yeah. And we'll reply and send it back and answer. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's that easy.
Why?
That easy.
Why are these programs?
Speaking of school, did you happen to hear about, I think it's Georgia, Camden County.
Georgia.
It's like Facebook moms and everyone started just like getting in groups on pages and stuff and like rumors going around that a teacher in the district tested positive for Corona. Okay. And the next day, a warning was sent out to all the school administrators telling the teachers to keep quiet.
Oh, wow.
Okay. This is a quote from John Miller, who is the district's deputy superintendent, said, quote, "Staff who test positive are not to notify any other staff members, parents of their students, or any other person or entity that they may have been exposed or that they may have exposed them." And this was a confidential email that he had apparently sent out on August 5th to all the staff, man. It's freaking all the school administrators.
Just telling them to keep quiet about
it. Keep quiet. Man, don't tell nobody type deal. And I kind of, a part of me wants to see like both sides of it. Like maybe he's like kind of being sketchy. But the other part of me is like maybe he's got something. They've discussed it with, you know, the board or the administrators or whatever that just says, listen, if I tell you, hey, you might have come in contact with someone. Even if you just pass them in the hallway, you know, some teachers are going to be so nitpicky to be like, oh, well, I'm not coming to school for the next 7 days. I'm going to go get checked.
Try to take advantage of it.
So I'm like, I'm kind of thinking both ways. Like it might be sketchy that he's covering it up, but it also might be in a good sense, you know, doing the school board. I mean, justice, I mean, or at least in a good way, you know, to make sure that all the teachers show up for work and all the students don't just randomly call in sick and they're just hanging out at the house, not doing anything.
Man, it's fishy that he says it that way. But like you said, I don't want anybody taking advantage of it because they can easily say, oh, I came in contact with this certain person. I need to stay home for 7 days.
And you know there's
like
people out there that are like that, too.
Yeah, plenty of people.
Trying to play the system, man.
It's a chaotic year, man, especially with school. Like, going through everything we're going through at home, I'm like, back of my head is like, oh, can these kids just please go back to school and just
make it easier? I just want 2020 to be over, bro.
And then think about them going back to school and you just know there's gonna be so many unresponsible people at the school just dealing and not taking their precautions and everything, and your kids out there in the wild. It's
public.
Just a scary thought. So it's like a lose-lose situation, bro.
So what do you do then?
We don't. We just have to pull through it, bro. It's like I told my wife Paola. We've been getting a lot of stress and just dealing with a lot of stuff because she's working now. She's working nights now. She works from like 3 to 12 nights and just trying to pay for school because she's trying to go to vet school.
Wait, so from 3 p.m. to 12 midnight?
12 midnight. Dude. So I work in the morning, come home by like around 2:30, and so I can stay with Israel and she goes to work. So we've been doing that now. And
how's that working out?
It work wise is fine. It's the school stuff that's struggling because you know, she deals with the morning stuff.
Right.
I get home, he's still not done, so I have to finish helping and just do making sure everything's complete.
Yeah.
But it's just added stress that.
But you have until like midnight for her to come home, right?
Yes.
So you basically take it. You come in at 3, right, or a little bit before.
Yeah, before 2:30.
About 2:30, and you finish helping him with his schoolwork. and homework that he has, if he has any.
Yep.
Cook dinner for you guys.
Yeah, cook dinner, clean anything that needs to be clean, and then I'm able to do my stuff. I put Israel to sleep like around 8:30 to 9.
Okay. So y'all are grinding, dude, like for real, for real. Like trying to make, I heard you were wanting to buy a house soon.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're hoping to buy a house. So that's the plan. But yeah, basically it's first the vet stuff, get her taken care of for her school so she can start going to school and just finish that up.
Nice. How do you feel about her coming home at midnight, though? Aren't you a little nervous?
No, I'm fine. Because it's just really like close to the house.
Supply her with a gun or like mace or something?
No. We're in a decent apartment complex.
Okay.
And she's not driving far. She drives like 10
She doesn't
minutes.
Like make it's a like, stop at home or like a Walmart or anything on the way home?
No. If she does, she would let me know, but she doesn't really want to.
See, I kind of like feel for my wife's safety, like in some situations like that. Dude, I mean, there's a lot of people that are like literally being taken or being like scouted and canvassed like in the Targets and Walmarts and stuff like that. So you gotta be very careful, but you gotta do what you gotta do, obviously.
Yeah.
But I would like, listen, honey, you're coming straight home.
Yeah.
No if, ands, or buts. You're not stopping anywhere just for your safety and for my peace of mind.
Yeah. She doesn't like driving at night either, but
that's good.
She's not scared about it. She's fine because it's a short drive and it's mostly highway
that she
drives in.
Nice.
And then our apartment complex.
Yeah.
It's not apartment anymore, but I was together pence. What did we say last time?
I don't even know.
Apartments together ments.
Something like that. Together ments. Yeah.
It's a decent area, so nice. Nothing to be like. If we're in the ghetto, then
yeah.
I'll be like outside waiting for her. I'm in the ghetto. So yeah, we've been dealing with that. And
that's good, man. Well, good in a sense that y'all are making progress.
We just, like I said, we have to just push through it, bro. Even if this year our kids don't do that great in school for some reason, because paperwork ain't turned in or we're missing days, I think we just have to push through it and just remember it's just one school year. We're just going to go through this. We have 18 more school years, 15 more school years to go to make it up or to just relax. So I've been really trying to ease us off the stress that it's causing, because I don't think it's worth it.
I got you.
We're trying to get other stuff done, other stuff figured out. And if this school year goes okay or bad, I'm not going to let it get to me. You know,
I agree. More. 110%.
Bro, there's a new movie coming on Disney Plus. It's called The One and Only Ivan.
I heard about this.
Yeah, they sent me a link to review it and to watch it early, and we watched it with my family, and it was really cool.
Was
bro.
It good?
Yeah,
did you like it?
It was a sweet, nice family movie that had a fun, entertaining parts of it. And it was nothing crazy. It wasn't the best movie in the world.
Yeah,
but it was just a fun family movie.
So you think all the kids will like it out there then?
I would say kids over 8. Yeah.
Okay.
What's
the concept? What do people, kids over 8, get out of this if they watch the movie?
They're watching CGI animals talking. They got cute voices. They got funny interactions with each other. You got dogs, gorillas, and seals, different animals, because the movie's about a gorilla in a circus.
Okay.
And him remembering his past. There's a small, cute little baby elephant that comes into the circus, and the gorilla realizes that he doesn't belong there and he needs to be free in the wild.
Oh,
so
dang.
He fights for the elephant to be free, and he does it in different ways, tries different things, and it's the comedy and just the sweetness of the movie.
Yeah.
It's really cool, really fun.
So what would your rating be if you would recommend it? Out of 10.
Out of 10, I would say it's a solid... It's a solid seven.
Okay.
Solid seven.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's watchable. I'll tell you that. I'd probably go see it.
Yeah. 5 is an average movie. It's like, I think it's a 7. Also, yesterday, if you follow me on Instagram, I posted a gift box that they sent me, DC Fandom.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, bro. So it was really cool.
And that wall art was sick.
Bro.
I like that wall art.
Yes. It was nice. And it had the autograph from the the artist.
Yes.
It was numbered. It was like a certain limited run. It was numbered.
You posting that up somewhere or what?
I'm going to get a frame for it and try to post it somewhere just to save and have it. But yeah, they sent me a whole bunch of stuff. And it's basically for DC Fandom, which is happening today. Uh-huh. And, you know, since Comic-Con and all that stuff got canceled,
they're
doing this whole virtual fandom thing where they're announcing like Ben Affleck is coming back as Batman again.
Oh, snap.
Because originally he had said he was done with it, or he doesn't know if we're going to do it anymore. And I really like Ben Affleck.
He made a good Batman. Yeah, I'd say Batman. So.
I think he was good. He was very big, very swole,
muscular,
like really big.
Did he? I wonder if he really got jacked for that movie though. Like in all seriousness, in real life,
I think he did get a little bit, but the suit helped a lot.
Yeah, it's gotta have those extra parts in there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Extra bicep muscles.
And so they're just announcing different things with like Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Batman. Suicide Squad 2 is coming out, but the big thing.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah,
the big thing is the Justice League movie.
When is that releasing?
The Justice League movie is out.
Is out, okay.
It was whenever Batman and Superman were fighting each other. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes.
But there was an original director, Jack Snyder, who was making the movie. During the filming, or towards the end, it got switched out to another director for some reason.
What?
They were having some problems. I don't know. It switched out. Years later, there was rumors that the original director's movie is still out there. Like he shot all the shots. He just was never able to put it out.
So it was like an alternate ending.
Alternate ending, alternate story, just different things. Different footage. There's like hours and hours of footage that nobody saw.
So are they going to release it?
And it's called the Snyder Cut because of Jack Snyder.
Yeah.
So everybody's always, there's rumors that it even exists. There's rumors that it may come out. Finally, it was announced that it is coming out.
What?
It's coming out on HBO Max, which is their streaming platform like Disney Plus.
So is it just going to be the alternate ending, or is it going to be like the whole movie with that ending?
With that ending. I think it's the whole storyline is going to change, bro. What? There's a whole different villain that was never shown in the first one.
Oh, snap.
That was supposed to be there, but the second director changed it up.
Oh, snap. This might be really good.
Yeah, yeah. So they're saying that this one's going to be like the main one. This is the one that people wanted to see.
Right.
Because there's a big scene where Superman has a black suit, not a red and white suit. A blue and red. And it's a big thing in the comics with that. When he turns evil, he comes back to life, and he's a new Superman because he's wearing black now. And that was never in the first movie. It was supposed to be. There was rumor that it was shot but never posted.
Yeah.
Well, on the Jack Snyder cut, it is going
to
be there.
I can't wait for this cut to come out.
And that's just the crazy. They're going to show, I think, a trailer for the movie for the first time today. Some more announcements, stuff about it. So that's a big thing about
DC fandom.
So DC, thank you so much for the gift box. It was really cool. Got some great stuff, movies and gifts and stuff, hats, shirts. So thank you guys so much for sending that over. Bro, something else that's been going kind of viral is this game called Fall Guys.
Dude, heard about this.
Or played it.
Okay, so the first time I heard about it.
Because I haven't.
I FaceTime or Google Duo'd my cousin, and she was like, hey, I was like, what are y'all doing tonight? She's like, the Jason, which is her husband, and Lyle, which is her son, are playing Fall Guys. And I was like, what's Fall Guys? That sounds like a weird game on PlayStation. She's like, yeah, it's basically, it's, you know, this new game. And I was like, okay, well, what is it about? And it's apparently them just like running through a maze. You're this little character. It looks like almost like a little pill.
Okay.
And he's like nice and cute and cuddly, but they're running. They got to make it all the way through the maze. And yeah, dude, that's just, I don't know. I don't know what the craze is about it, but it seems addictive. I played it probably about 3 or 4 times. And I can tell you, like, you're going to get addicted to it.
Addicted to it.
I had to shut it off, bro. I was like, I can't do this. I'll sit here for hours and just play.
Yeah.
So it's that type of game.
Dang, so is that trending? And what do you think so addicting about it? Is it the maze that is, like, difficult, but it's almost close enough to where you think you can do it and you just keep going? Or is it the multiplayer stuff?
I think it's the multiplayer, but it's also the maze portion. You have to qualify for each round. So it might be, like, 100 people start out, right?
Oh, okay.
And y'all all, it's like a race to the finish line. And so, like, all these people are starting out. Timer counts down. Y'all all break for the finish line, but you have to jump through obstacles and make it through like different doors that come up and down, like just everything, right? Once you get to the end, you qualify. You got to be like top 40. Then you get moved to the next round.
And
then so you go round by round, gotcha, and then it gets down to the very last people. I've never even made it past like the second or third round. That's how crazy it is.
Dang, bro.
Yeah, because people can like hold other people back. And,
oh, what?
Yes. So if you're getting to the very end, you can like start holding somebody back. You're like, hey, Rupert, go, man, go. Go, I got this guy. And then y'all end up going together at the end, dude. It's freaking hilarious. Dang. But yeah.
What you playing in?
I played it on PlayStation 4.
Okay.
Yeah. So I downloaded it free, actually. If y'all have a PlayStation 4, go download it for free. I don't know if it is free for Xbox or not, or any other, you know, gaming consoles.
Who cares about Xbox? Xbox.
Yo, you're getting some haters in the comment now. Hey, but no, seriously, I think it is free, and go download it. Try it. I mean, I'm not encouraging it. Y'all probably become addicted. Don't blame me.
Yeah, no, for... And for all the kids, other parents, I mean, that have kids, hearing about this game, is it safe for kids?
Yes, I would say it's safe for kids. There's not any guns. There's not any violence other than grabbing. Mm-hmm. You know, there's one video game mode where you have to... One person starts with the tail on them and the other people have to try to grab the tail off.
Oh, okay. It's so, like flag football.
Yeah. But gotcha. You want to be the person left with the tail on at the end of the round.
Gotcha.
So it's pretty fun.
Well, that's cool. Maybe I'll play it one day. Maybe not. Cause I love video games. I love video games, but I know I just don't like the fact of how my time wasted playing video games. Like I am going to eventually play video games whenever I got my house, whenever I've done what I've done. I'll be on that video game mode. But right now I'm on my grind mode, so I can't.
You got to, bro.
All right, guys, let's take our first break. We'll be right back. And we're going to see if we can turn this air down, bro. It's
freezing.
It's cold.
I told you. Bro. Yeah. Don't tell nobody.
God, faith.
Yes. Oh, by the way, there's a new shirt that I came out with. If y'all want to let me know, I'll let you, boy. Faith in God.
Let's go. All right, guys, we are back.
We are back, baby.
I think I'm hungry.
Are you?
Yeah.
Tacos sound kind of good.
Oh, man, some tacos.
All right. Hey, so one thing I kind of wanted to jump into was...
What you got, bro? What you got?
Oh, okay. You know Tyson Chicken, right? It's the brand of chicken.
Yes.
Okay.
Good wings.
So, very good wings.
Good frozen wings.
Yes. So John H. Tyson, who is part of Tyson Foods, basically said that, quote, the food supply chain is breaking.
Yep.
He goes on to say that farmers across the nation simply will not have anywhere to sell their livestock to be processed when they could have fed the nation. Millions of animals, chickens, pigs, and cattle will be depopulated because of our closure of our processing facilities due to COVID. The food supply chain is breaking.
I can see that, bro. I've heard like they've had to like all the potatoes, they have to like just decompose and just get. They just have too much. All these restaurants are closing. They're not ordering potatoes that much. There's a lot of food that has to be decomposed or put back in the soil and stuff like that.
That's it, man.
There's definitely a lot of different chains breaking right now just because of this whole crazy thing that we're going through.
I know.
And Tyson, man.
I think people were posting, and this could or could not be true, but I saw a couple of videos regarding the same topic of showing just like... I guess the frozen meat section of like grocery stores being completely like emptied.
Wow.
Yeah. Cause it's a shortage.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe it might be false. It might be true. But again, John Tyson, he's obviously stating something. He stated it on his website as well as in his interview. So saying that the food supply chain, I can't even talk this morning, is obviously getting broken. It's broken right now or it's going to end up being broke fully. And it's going to happen when we least expect it, man.
Yeah, man. You know what's going to be interesting is the start of 2021 is when people are calculating that COVID might be under control more.
Right.
Things are going to come back a little bit more natural. I wonder when 2021 hits and January and February start, I wonder what's going to go back to normal? What's going to be changed from here on out?
Do you think our face masks will stay?
That's a good question.
Or do you think one day they're just going to be like, hey, everyone, we got the virus under control. You don't need to do anything. Face masks are gone. You can do away with it. Just keep washing your hands and practice, you know,
safe, like, you know, mannerisms or just like, you know, precautionary stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's going to be a slow transit out. I think it's going to be less of a conversation in the news and in the government and stuff about the face mask. But I think people are still going to be wearing it every now and then. And I think slowly it will fade out, just depending on the numbers. Like, if the numbers start going back up, I think it'll still stay. But
We'll see, man. We'll see when the time comes.
Yeah,
I think after the election, I think we'll end up finding out what's really going to happen.
Yeah,
I think so. I really do. I think this impacts the election in a way that, you know.
Election is going to be huge this year, bro. Well, and huge as in it's going to be talked about a lot. It's going to be big news.
Big time.
And, you know.
I think they should do away with the two-party system, bro.
December, yeah. I mean, the whole system needs to be
I think we just need to have a group of candidates that, you know, we feel that have passed through a bunch of qualifications. And
the label thing is what kills it.
Yes. And I think they should just stand up on stage and let's hear what you got to say and go from there.
Yeah, bro. I agree with you 100%. I think the labels, just putting a label on someone, I think just kills half of the world. Half of the United States.
Right.
It divides immediately. Us. Like, they don't even get to know the person or really know. It's just that label they put on them.
Right.
Half of the country's already out.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's going to be a long time from now.
So I came across this, and maybe it was a little something kind of weird or conspiracy-ish, but I wanted to bring it to you guys because I heard a lot about it. It's trending everywhere that I can find. If you heard something huge is supposed to happen on August 27th at 12:30, apparently you'll see two moons or objects in the sky.
Whoa.
One of them is actually supposed to be Mars. It won't happen again until 2287. Okay.
Oh, okay.
No one alive today has ever witnessed this happening. Again, end quote. This was like the hoax that I found out was going around. And apparently it's been going around for like decades. Okay. Not just right now, but apparently it's picking up right now because apparently August 27th, something spiritually or spiritual awakening is supposed to happen. I don't know. Apparently it ends up being a hoax. It's fake. It's false news. I don't know. I guess we'll see. We'll see.
Wait, I think I missed it. So what's going to happen? There's going to be two things in the sky?
Well, that's what was going around. That's the rumor around.
That there's
going
to be like Mars and the moon.
Yeah,
I think
moon and the Mars were going to be around the same size is what they were saying.
But there's supposed to be something spiritually, supposedly, instead of
like
that.
With like the planets aligning like on that day and like just everything. They said it would like open up a portal or whatnot. Went into it a little deep, falling down that rabbit hole. But again, everything seems to be a hoax, man. People can just make up any type of story these days. So if y'all come across that, don't believe it. Don't believe it. All right. Just hands down. Don't believe it.
I love all the sky stuff. When something's happening in the sky, bro, I really always try to make an effort to see.
So
what's
are you
going
into
on.
Astronomy and stuff?
I like it.
Yeah.
You know, I want to buy a telescope. I want to be able to look at the sky, at space, and just check out all the stuff. Because I've done it whenever I was younger, and it would always interest me. I love space, and I've always been interested in it. And hopefully,
if they gave you a one-way ticket and said, "Hey, I think we asked you this."
For the movie.
Yes.
Yeah, for the movie stuff. Yeah, I would definitely do that. But a one-way ticket?
One-way ticket.
No, I don't think
you
I
and your family.
I don't think I could.
We're starting a colonization on Mars.
Yeah.
Would you be the first to move?
I don't think so, bro. I don't think. Well,
I'd do it, man. I'd be like, come on, family, we're leaving.
Man, if I'm still illegal in this country, I might just.
Ooh, what if they gave you full citizenship, bro?
President of this area over here. Yes. I'm president of that planet.
That's awesome. All right. So what else are we talking about today, man?
Taco Tuesday every day.
Dude, what about Cardi B's viral trending song?
I've been hearing on this, but to tell you the truth, I haven't even watched it.
Guys, if y'all haven't heard about this already, the song is called WAP.
WAP. I haven't even watched this.
WAP. Now, for those parents that are a little bit more conservative as far as, you know, I don't want my kid to listen to that. More sheltered, not conservative, more sheltered when it comes to these kids. You don't have to lie. Okay, we know what type of music you listened to back in the day.
Right? Okay.
Now shake booty, that booty, it.
Booty rocking everywhere.
Let me see what you got. Just shake that it. Like that type of stuff? No, we know you. And the slop on my, like corn on the, yeah, we know all that.
Why you lying, bruh?
Don't be lying, okay? I see you.
What's now, some 80s, 90s dirty music?
Oh, dude.
80s, 70s. There is plenty.
There's a ton, dude. Yeah, there's a ton, okay?
We're 90s
but,
kids.
But so. those right there have nothing, I would say, or this song has nothing on those old school type songs. This one is a WAP, okay? And it stands for Wet ASS. Another word for a women's. What? Yeah, another word for women's private
That's
parts
what that
down
means?
There. That stands for that, okay? Wet, if you know what I mean, okay?
What?
Yeah, you can read my lips on that one, all right? Because I'm not saying it, but. Yes, and what's crazy is that all these little girls that are like 18 and below are like posting videos on TikTok and stuff that are like dancing to this music.
There's
bro.
A WAP challenge I saw.
There's
going
a WAP dance challenge.
There is.
Yes, and these girls are doing dances like Cardi B, which is not good.
Well, I have to see this for myself, bro. So let's go ahead and watch this.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm going to see it for the first time.
Hold on.
I've heard a couple lyrics.
Should you switch the camera angle to you?
Yeah, that'll probably be a
All
good
right,
idea.
We'll be right back. We're going to do this real fast.
All right, guys, set up the camera. Y'all gonna have my reaction. This is the first reaction.
First reaction.
I haven't seen. I've heard a couple lyrics, like the one where I want you to tickle something in the back of my throat.
Oh, dude, just listen to it. Just listen.
Here we go. All
right, so this video starts out nice. Walking into a mansion.
Oh,
it's got two girls with water coming out of her chichis on both sides. I mean, there's some in. I mean, it's a lot already.
There's
dude.
A lot of.
There's a booty.
But it's everywhere.
Tetas that are like gold and hanging like a chandelier on the side or like a lamp on the side. Yeah.
Watch the video, guys, while I'm watching it so y'all know.
Wet and gushy.
Beat it up, baby, catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this cookie right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. I do a
Who's
geek.
That?
I'm kinda wild.
Oh, Megan? Megan Thee Stallion.
Come take a dive. Sign me up like I'm surprised. That's role play. I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck. Bring the garage. Make me dream, make a stream. I don't public, make the scene. I don't cook. I don't clean, but like,
bro, she don't cook, she don't clean.
But what?
What type of woman is she then?
Come on.
Like, help a brother out in the house, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, so what do you think about this so far? Because this has gotten like, it went from 0 to 100
Dude,
real fast.
It's starting, like, it's not playing jokes, it's going straight into it. There's, it's just, it, this
she
is,
wants you to park that little Mack truck or that huge Mack truck inside her little garage. Like,
what does she mean by that, Mark? Can you explain? Just kidding. Don't
Bruh.
Explain that.
Bruh, if we need an explanation on this one, bro.
Oh, my goodness, bro. Okay.
Can you believe she said that in a song? And some little girls are dancing to this.
124 million views, bro.
And it's only been posted on since August 6th. We're only on the 22nd.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I got this ring. Gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside of me. Quick yeah. Jump out for you, let it get inside of me. I tell them where to put it, never tell them where I'm about to be. I run down on them before I have an eye. Running me, talk your trap, bite your lip. Ask for a call while you ride that dick. While you really ain't never got him for a thing. He already made his mind up before he came.
I like the bass.
Beat's nice.
He bought a phone just for pictures of his wet and gushy. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on his wet and gushy. Now make it rain if you want to.
Bro, what is she doing? She's talking about food, right?
Wet and gushy. And now, mind you, this is going on through the entire song.
The whole
dude.
Video is just
talking
about
wet and gushy.
Dang.
Like, what is this music coming to these days? Oh, this gets.
Oh, look, it's elegant. See?
Nice.
It's changing up. It's
Cheetah.
Elegant.
Yeah. Nice cheetah print walking down a hallway.
Why is she,
Kylie Jenner?
Why is she, don't tell me she's gonna rap, bro. Please tell me
no,
she's not
heck
gonna
rap. No, she's not gonna rap.
She's just trying to get some clout.
That's all she did. She was like, I'm gonna end up being in this music video and I'm gonna be getting my name out there. I'm trying to sell some lip gloss.
The hair, bro.
She got.
Okay, she's basically just. Bro, she's not wearing a bra. Bro, why is she not HK?
She's got nipple tassels on.
Bro.
That's. How is this okay for YouTube? That's what I wanna know.
Bro. She has her twas out there. Then that's where I'm headed. Cookie A1, just like his credit.
He got a beard when I'm trying to wet it. I let him, now he diabetic. The hair, bro.
How is in chains?
Wait, did you hear what she just said? Hold on. Go back for a second. Go back for like right there. No, right there. I need a King Cobra with a hook in it. Hope it lean over. He got some money, then that's where I'm headed. Cookie A1, just like his credit. He got a beard when I'm trying to wet it. I let him, now he diabetic. I don't want to spoon. I want to retouch that. Touch that. That string in the back of my talking is fire. Okay, so they took that part out. Okay?
They did, bro. They
edited this.
They edited out a lot of stuff, but they need to edit that. Right.
They need to edit the visuals more than the lyrics. But she says, I want to gag. I want to whatever choke. I want you to touch that little dangly thing that swing in the back of my throat. Bruh, what is wrong with these people right now? Like, we had some songs back in the day that were like that, okay? But I still feel like this is a little too much.
I think the big thing is that music and these videos are more accessible to kids now.
Yes.
Like, back in our day, it was us controlling the radio,
That's true. Well, and kids younger, they had to get, like, a cassette tape to, like, record it and, like, replay it. Yeah. And it was, like, music wasn't able to be shared as
fast. Even with iPods, bro, you could have put the music in for your kids and give them the iPad.
Right.
They can't get it themselves. Nowadays, they can download any song they want.
They can listen to anything.
Any song. I think that's the big thing from now, but... Oh man, bro.
Yeah. As he hits play again.
Oh, bro, White Tiger, favorite animal. Like a cheat team, put him on his knees, give him something to believe in. Never lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beat. In the food chain, I'm the one that eat you. If he ate my ass, he's a bottom feeder. Big D stand for big demeanor. I can make you bust demeanor. Before I ever meet demeanor. You. If it don't hang, then he can't bang. You can't hurt my feelings, but I like pain. If me ask who's is it when yo, I ain't mad about this room, though.
The room looks pretty sick.
I like that room.
Could you do your house like that?
I could do one room, not the whole
all
house.
White tiger print?
The one room, yes. I couldn't do the whole house. But I like that room. Cochina.
Tell her mom right now.
Saber cuando llegues a la casa. I'm talking wop, wop, wop. That's some wet and gushy. Macaroni in a pot. That's some wet and gushy.
Huh. Okay, so it looks like they edited it from wet and gushy it really stands for, which is wet and... Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
I wouldn't let my daughter watch this, dude.
I wouldn't let my son watch this either. Hear it either. Who's that?
I don't know. Probably just a dancer.
I hope she's over 18.
I just don't get it, man. I don't get it. 121 million views.
Oh, let's read
dude.
The top comments. Let's see what's going on, what people are saying. 5 days ago, Kylie's role in this video is my role in a group project. As in just do nothing, just show up.
Just walk in. Oh, that's awesome.
A moment of silence for a parent looking through their kid's YouTube search history. Dang, bro.
Dude,
that's true.
That's a lot of parents, though, too, because look how many people freaking liked it. 310, dude. Yes.
Let's all be honest. Cardi would make billions if she made a music video like Juicy Gay AMG.
I don't even know who that
is.
I
don't know what song that is. Remember when Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus was controversial? Dude, that's true, bro.
She was licking a freaking sledgehammer. I mean, that wasn't that bad compared to this.
What they're saying.
Ugh.
This makes Nicki's Anaconda look like a Disney production. And Nikki's anaconda was bad too.
Yeah. Well, after all that being said, we probably need to talk about one thing that's important now. That's going to be mental health, guys.
Guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's take our break and we'll be back to continue this conversation, bro.
Yeah, big time. Tell me why I still have this freaking lyric stuck in my head.
Which one?
The I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Like, what? Why, dude?
Why? You gotta make it a toy?
Yeah, like now you're freaking, I don't know, you're making me look at Big Mac trucks differently.
Oh, hi guys, we're back.
Yes.
Talking about that real quick, did you see the Netflix series?
Of what?
Of the little girls.
No.
There's a controversial Netflix series that's supposed to come out in September.
Oh, the trailer for it, I saw.
It was mostly the poster
that they were
complaining about because it was... This is a movie from like the UK, somewhere over there across the world that was made over there, that was produced over there. But Netflix, I guess, bought the rights to it to show it here in the United States for Netflix. And the poster they switched it to was very revealing to some 11-year-old girls. Having them in like a twerk pose, I saw one.
Yes.
They were just wearing like short shorts and stuff like that. Very provocative. And the internet went crazy and was like, why is this going on? Conspiracy theories started making videos about it and stuff like that.
Yep.
But, you know, watching even the trailer, you can see that this is going to be a movie that's going to push that limit and make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
About how little girls right now are acting way older than what they are.
I agree, dude. I agree.
You know, Netflix came out and apologized and they switched the poster out to maybe the original one.
Okay.
But that, from what I know of now, the show's still going to come out. And we're just going to see. But it's going to be a movie that's going to push the limits.
It was about a dancer, right? A girl dancer?
Yeah, yeah. There's a dance group that's like... They're just basically living life like grown women. Like they're stealing lingerie.
Yeah.
They're learning provocative dances. And it's just a journey of a little girl trying to fit in maybe to a new place, new area she moved into.
Wow.
Found some dancers. And, you know, it's that journey. I haven't seen the movie yet, but.
Dude, how do you feel about that?
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like it's just uncomfortable. Even the poster, I was like, oh, that's uncomfortable.
I think once it comes out. I think it's September, right?
Yeah, somewhere in September.
Once it comes out and I watch it, I think we should give our review on it.
We should, because I think it's a movie designed to push people to make uncomfortable. Like, this is what's going on.
If I got to cut it off, dude, if I got to cut it off in the middle of the movie, like, I'm gonna let you guys know for sure.
Yeah, you got to, but...
All right, so back to what we were talking about, mental health.
Yeah, guys, we wanted to do a little checkup with you guys. Make sure you guys are, because we're all going through a lot.
We are.
Like I said, we've been stressing over school, stressing over just trying to organize that, make it better.
Yes. But just everything with this whole pandemic going on, being stuck in the house. I mean, we want to make sure that you guys, mental health is there and it's healthy and just things not to, you know, forget about.
Yeah, yeah. So I got a couple questions here. That's just topic points and just a way to have this conversation.
Yeah.
And first one is, I am suffering emotionally. Where do I start getting relief? So I'll use me as an example. So let's say I'm suffering emotionally. I'm just like feeling mentally drained. For me, one of the big things that helps me out a lot is baseball.
Okay.
Every Sunday I play baseball and it's just a place where I go forget about everything going on in my life.
Right.
And it's just me playing ball, trying to win this game, trying to have some fun with my teammates. And just do that. And just letting some stress out, like hitting the ball hard, playing hard, just letting all that build up stress. So that's my main one. That's the one that's gotten me like through the whole years.
Right.
But here recently, I think it's just finding something I like to do and doing it, like something that doesn't have to do with work, something that I don't have to do to pay bills,
right?
Something that just takes my mindset and relaxes it. And recently it's been the whole sports card stuff.
I got
I've been having a blast buying a pack here, buying a pack there.
Do they get expensive, by the way?
There's some that are, but I've been going the non-expensive route, which is buying from Walmart and Target. So from Walmart and Target, you can buy, it's a price range from $5 up to like $40 is the most expensive one.
Okay.
And there's like one for $20 and $10. So I go that route. But the good people who are into this a lot more than I am,
yeah,
they buy online things, which is like a whole hobby box of that product, which can run you like $200.
Dang.
$100, even up to like $600, depending on what package it is, because that package can contain a huge rookie,
right,
a big card that you could potentially hit. So it can get expensive if you're into it that much. But the way I'm doing it, it's not, you know, $20 here, $5 here.
I gotcha.
And it's just a relaxing thing to where I sit down in my office, put on a video, and I'm opening a pack and just looking through the cards. And then it's just the idea of like, oh, I just got a really good card, like, yeah, something like that. It's fun. It's relaxing. So that's my recommendation for you guys. Find that one thing, because both things that I just said right now have to do with something I like to do.
Yeah.
It's that when you're not doing something in your life every day that you love to do,
yeah,
your days go long, your days are hard, your days just suck.
Well, and you start thinking about the things too, like things you're not supposed to be thinking about. I wanted to kind of tag on to what you just said.
Yeah.
One of my points also over here was tied into yours. Don't sit around doing nothing. So exercise. For those of you that are really into the gym, go exercise, walk around the block, do a jog, a light jog around the block. Stop endlessly checking emails, surfing the web, and actually look for something to do, like,
yeah,
good to do. Like, go outside if you want to cut the grass or trim the trees. Like, do something active to where you're not sitting at home just
thinking about
mindlessly
that problem,
scrolling,
or finding other stuff coming up. That's just bugging you.
Yeah,
that's for like mental, everyday, hard days type of situations. Now,
right,
if you're suffering emotionally, like there's something that happened that's traumatic to you right now,
right,
that at that specific moment, best thing you can do is to talk to somebody.
Yes,
find somebody you have confidence in. Go on Omegle, talk to strangers, and express how you're feeling that day. You'll find somebody who'll take a moment to listen to you.
I've actually found a couple of good people that stopped me on Omegle. We've had good conversations.
That's great, bro. See, it's even just letting it out, talking to somebody about it will be good for you.
I'm not saying it's a good therapist, but I'm just,
just letting you know. Like therapy is one thing that you can do too. But just for all those people suffering through something that just happened, a breakup or something emotional just recently happened.
Yeah.
Talk about it. Talk to somebody about it. Find somebody. Find some help. There's plenty of blogs or different groups online that you could definitely relate to because they're going through something that you're going through.
I agree.
Number two, I can't tell if I have a brain problem or a mind problem. How can I figure that out? I can't tell if I have a brain problem or a mind problem. What do you think they mean by that?
I have no idea, bro. I think it's the same thing.
Brain, as in your brain, that part of your brain doesn't work, or is it your mind?
As in you can't control your thinking.
Yeah. Or is it just, I think what they're talking about is it something in your brain that's wrong, that's not letting you fix a problem? Or is there something that you're doing yourself that's causing the problem, but that can be fixed?
You know what I think? I think Mahatma Gandhi said it best, and he said, a man is but the product of his thoughts. What he thinks, he becomes. So
I agree.
If you're thinking negatively, if you're thinking that things are going to go bad for you, guess what? Things are going to go bad for you. But if you know for a fact, if you think, hey, listen, things are going to get great, things are going to be awesome,
yep,
you have a positive outlook on it, even in your darkest times, there can always be a silver lining in it. As long as you have that open mind, that positive mindset, I guarantee you everything will turn around for you.
That positive and trying mindset.
Yes.
I think that's what this is. I think, like, for example, forgetfulness.
Right.
I'm forgetful.
Me too.
I forget stuff. Now, is that something chemically in my brain that's causing the problem that I'm no matter what I do is not going to fix? Or is it a mind problem where I'm telling myself that,
right,
and I'm not doing stuff to fix that?
Ooh.
I think that's the thing they're talking about.
Because I think you can help like with memory exercises.
Yeah, memory
and stuff
exercises
too.
Do that. See, like if I were to take the time to do that, will it fix a problem or will it not? And it's a brain problem. There's something chemically in my brain that's just, there's something wrong there.
Yeah.
I think that's what they were talking about.
I like it.
So, yeah, I think the best problem, if you're telling yourself that if it's a brain problem or a mind problem, problem you'll be able to fix by exercising or doing something different.
Yeah.
Brain problem you can't fix because there's something chemically wrong in your brain. How can you figure that out? Take tests. There's brain scans that people can do and tell you there's something going on wrong there and that has to deal with memory or happiness and that. But if it's a mind problem, you know you could be doing something to practice fixing the problem or
stop being lazy.
Stop being lazy. Like making excuses and just saying, oh, it's because of this. I can't do that. So I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
It's just trying. Like, you know, you can do better. You know, you could be doing something to fix that. Now, if you do it and it doesn't work,
yeah,
go get a brain scan.
Go the cheaper route first and actually try to make improvements.
For sure. Yeah.
Right.
This is only
brain scan's obviously going to be a little bit more expensive.
A lot of money. Yeah. For sure. Tell me about it, bro. I don't even want to get my brain scan. There's going to be a lot going up there.
Number three,
who are the designated helpers out there? What are the difference among them? Who are the designated helpers?
I would say to kind of answer this or kind of go off of this.
Yeah.
Surround yourself with positive people. That's who your helpers are going to be.
Exactly.
That's who the people you're going to confide in the most. Make sure they're positive, happy people. These type of people are often going to help melt away all the negativity around you, period.
Yeah, those are the people that you can go up to and tell them everything you need to tell them and not feel judged.
Right. Laugh, joke, just get your mind off of everything. And even if you have to word vomit everything out that's going on, get it off of your chest. But just know that those type of people, like you just said, are not going to judge you. They're going to be there to help you get through the problems. And you just have to find yourself and surround yourself around those type of people.
Yeah, and know this, that those type of people aren't going to be yes men.
No.
They are not going to be telling you yes all the time. If you have somebody telling you yes and hadn't challenged your ideas or thoughts, you're with the wrong helpers.
Right.
You got to find people who are going to push you, and after a moment you figure out they're pushing something, you figure out they were right.
Yep.
Those are the type of people that you need to stick with. And if you don't have any around online, like I said, again, talk to people online with similar interests with you. You may love sports. Talk to somebody. Find somebody who loves sports. Start following them. Yeah. Commenting on their pictures and start building a relationship.
I mean, it was just like this morning when I was posting a TikTok and I was asking Rupert, I know he's going to give me his honest opinion. So I showed him the video. I was like, what do you think I could add or change on this? And a normal person would be like, oh, you know, an arrogant person, I should say, would be like, oh, my video doesn't need nothing changed on it, you know, like it is what it is, and I'm just gonna post it like how it is. But instead, I asked for this man's help, and he's like, you know what would be cool is if you added a song in here. And like, for me, I hadn't added a song on any of those type of videos, so for me, I was like, okay, let me look up some songs, you know. We went through it together, and he was like, oh, that would be funny, that would be good, you know, use that one. I'm like, okay. So I did. I mean, the video turned out awesome, I think.
Yeah, I loved it. It
added a little funniness to a little hilarious twist. Because I'm making peanut butter and jellies, but we're putting like an exquisite sound behind it and making it sound like it's fancy.
Check it out, guys. My world on TikTok. And yeah,
appreciate it.
It was great that you took that advice and you were able to receive it and take it, actually put it into action. A lot of people don't.
Right.
A lot of people hear stuff and just ignore it because they think,
this guy doesn't know anything. But no, I mean, I appreciate it, dude. And it's people like that, again, you need to surround yourself with people that can help build you and spread positivity in your life.
And always comment on our videos. If you want to talk to us, we're here.
Yeah, we're here for you guys.
Number four, the current system is based on the idea of diagnosing and treating mental disorders. How should I think about that?
The current system is based on the idea of diagnosing
and treating mental disorders.
I mean,
how do you think mental disorders are these time of days? Like, everybody's getting a mental disorder here and there.
I think, dude, I don't know.
Anxiety is a big one that everybody gets diagnosed with.
Yes.
Which, you know, that's hard for me. The anxiety thing is like, everybody has anxiety. Doesn't mean you have to be diagnosed with it and get pills and stuff.
Everyone's quick fix now for stuff like that is a pill.
Yeah.
And I think that's where big pharma kind of benefits for that type of stuff. Again, I could be completely wrong. I feel anxiety at some points.
Yeah, me too. All the time, bro.
But again, I feel like, isn't that everybody? Like,
yeah, it's like,
we're anxious about something.
Yeah,
whether the unknown, whether what's coming up next week, next month, next year, we don't know. And so to be anxious about that type of stuff, I think it kind of fits in with everyone's life.
Yeah, I mean, just because you're anxious doesn't mean you have a disorder. I think there's some severe ones where it's obvious that person has, you know, a mental disorder, anxiety, like they freak out, they pass out or whatever.
Right.
That I understand. But because you're struggling and you got your head is hurting maybe, or you feel drained, doesn't mean you have a disorder. It's just your brain is using a lot of power right now and you may be tired. It's just building that mental strength.
Yeah.
And just just learning and learning more about how you can build your mental strength will help you out with dealing with those hard situations.
Well, and I don't know how a person with like extreme anxiety, how they think, what's going on in their heads. I don't know. So I can't really relate to them or tell them what to do. But I feel for you because I know it's true. I know it's out there.
Yep.
But for those with mild anxiety or just a slight chance of it or a case of it, I think it's, again,
don't be popping pills, guys. Like, don't be popping pills.
Yeah. I think the pill is a solution to everything. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Work on it mentally.
I would say, you know, learn to control your thoughts when it comes to that type of stuff. Let go of the thoughts that you really have no control over. Yeah. And I guess you can control the full on experience and the emotions of your life. I'd say meditation. I think we talked about this in a previous episode, but I think meditation would be huge, and just completely for, you know, 10, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, completely make your mind silent and not think about anything. Just stop, turn the switch off for a second and just reset. And I think that's where it'll help you kind of just like drain all the anxiety out and kind of get you back to ground zero.
And evaluate your life and how you're living your life, because there's something in your life that's causing that anxiety.
Something.
We have to get rid of it.
For sure.
Number five, if I engage a mental health service provider.
Right.
If I engage a mental health service provider, I am likely to receive a diagnosis of a mental disorder and be labeled in a certain way. How should I think about that? I think we just talked about that right now.
Yeah.
What about antidepressants, psychiatric medication, and so on? How should I conceptualize the use of those chemicals? I don't like those chemicals, bro.
I don't either. And
antidepressants.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's an extreme form of,
depression.
Depression that they need antidepressants. But like 90% of those people who are taking it right now are really just, they're sad and depressed, but it doesn't mean they have to take antidepressants.
Right, right. No, like, and dude, I was on antidepressants because I went to the doctor. My grandmother passed away a couple of years ago, about a year and a half ago now, 2 years, something like that. And it took a toll on the entire family. But I went to the doctor because I was like not feeling myself. I was like, I'm kind of down and out. I really don't want to do anything. And it just kind of hit me, right? And I was like, you know what? My mom's on antidepressants. I'm going to go and check those out, you know? So I went to the doctor. He made me take this test on a tablet. I took it. And afterwards, he's like, oh, yeah, you're depressed. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, prescribe you some antidepressants. So I went to the CVS to go pick up my medicine and came home. And I took the day off because I was like, I don't know how this medicine's going to make me feel.
That's smart.
Right? So I took the day off. I took a one pill just like normal, like it was telling me to. And dude, I felt so weird. Like I didn't feel myself. I felt even more down and out. I felt like it did the counter opposite, like, or complete opposite of like what I was wanting it to accomplish. And I literally just wanted to sleep. Don't talk to me. I barely want to eat. Like it was really weird how it affected me personally. And so that I was like, you know what, maybe it was something like just off with me that day. Yeah. So I tried it again the next day, and the next day I took off too. And I was like, this is not good. Like
same thing.
I called the doctor. I was like, I'm stopping these pills, bro. Uh-huh. Like, I'm not doing this crap.
Yeah. I've never personally taken them, so I can't say that. We're not doctors. We're not anything, but from what I've seen, and
consult your physician if you want to take some medications like that.
Try to push yourself. Try to push if you're depressed, something's going on in your life that you need to fix, family, work, job, where you're living, anything like that. Look at those things first.
Yes.
And fix that. There's always something causing that depression.
I agree.
You know, there's those extreme forms that I say that maybe something chemically in their head is causing the depression.
Right.
Something they can control. They could be happy and everything, but that depression keeps coming back. You know, there's stuff for that.
Yeah, I agree.
But if it's just life situations, just evaluate the life, evaluate what's going on. And I can only imagine right now in these times, bro, how many people are being depressed, just being stuck at home, not be able to get out.
And not hanging out with their friends.
Not being able to see family across the country or across the world.
Not being able to socialize, not going anywhere.
I can see that. I can see that.
Yep. It's crazy, man. Absolutely insane.
What if my circumstances are causing a portion of my emotional pain? How should I think about that? So, like, again, like I said, life, something in your life's going on.
Right.
Causing emotional pain. For example, let's take this COVID thing. We're all on lockdown. It's COVID. We can't do much. It's causing emotional pain. What kind of emotional pain would that cause? Depression, I guess. Just not being able to go out and see people.
Yeah. I mean, during this time of COVID, man, it's getting crazy to where, you know, everyone, I think it's mostly built on fear.
Yeah.
Everyone is scared. Scared to get too close to people. I'm scared to, you know, go out in public. I don't want to spread the virus. I don't want to be a part of the problem more than anything. And again, to those people, you have the far left and then the far right, which is, who wants to wear masks? We don't need masks. This is all a hoax. Then the other side's like, y'all are idiots. This is a real virus. People are dying. Again, you've got to be the smart one in this and figure out, again, which side, if any side, or be in the middle and say, you know what, I am going to be precautious, but I'm not going to be overly precautious. It's just you've got to figure out a happy medium with that. And I think that's where the fear kind of plays in to a lot of people's mentality or their mental health these days, I guess you would say. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. And I think it's just the fact that people are home stuck, and that's causing a different thoughts and stuff in their head. I would just say, you know, find something to do at home, like learn something. A lot of people are just sitting at home waiting for this to go over. When it's not going over, then they're getting frustrated. They're getting mad because they want to go out.
And you got to get,
it's a couple months of your life. You're going to live 100 years, 80 years, 90 years.
If they only have until tomorrow, bro.
We don't know that, bro. Or until August, whatever.
27.
Just don't be at home doing nothing, waiting for this thing to over. Don't be waiting for it. Go on the internet. Learn something cool.
Live your life.
Live your life and do something fun. Go out into the forest and go hiking away from people.
Yeah. That's social distancing right there.
Yeah. All right. Let's take our last break, and we're going to come back with a couple more, and we'll be done.
All right.
See you guys in a bit. Cold there, buddy?
Just a little bit.
You're shivering, bro. I like the cold, so I don't mind it.
All right, guys. We are back, baby.
We are back. And let's continue this conversation, bro. This is a good conversation.
Got my little cowboy blanket on and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Cowboys camp's going good, by the way, guys.
Hey, Cowboys are going all the way this way.
Oh, we're winning, bro. We're winning. We got a great wide receiving group.
Wait, you said we had one injury so far?
Yeah, one. McCoy, we signed a player in the offseason. He got hurt. He's out for the season. So it sucks, but we'll be all right.
What a joke.
We'll be all right. All right.
Hope he gets better.
What if my former personality is causing a portion of my emotional pain?
You know what? I think, okay.
Personality traits, bro.
I think this is me, bro. This is me to the T. Because I think my formal personality is like who I am. And I think, like, okay, say whenever you get into a relationship, you don't fully disclose who you are up front. I mean,
it's hard to.
It is hard. Because you try to.
You will only learn more about that person living life with them. Things will come up. You'll learn more about them. But
there's certain things that you hide because you're like, I don't know if this person's going to like this part of me. You know what I'm saying?
I get it. Yep.
I mean, be honest. Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm assuming that's everybody. We all put on our first good impressions, or like make our first impressions like, oh, I'm this. Yeah, I'm, you know what I'm saying? Something that they will like. You present it in like a little gift box and you're like, this is me. But as you are with that person even longer, the truth starts to come out, and you start to either get unsettled about it, right? You start to not feel yourself. And so that's whenever you have to like, okay, I'm going to be who I truly am. And I think that helps mentally with who you are and your mental health, like in your brain, in your mind. So that's just me, man.
Yeah, man. How much do you think you've grown since you were, let's say, 13?
Oh, dude.
How much has your personality changed?
I think my personality, like being a people person and just being able to put myself out there, has always been there. I think I've become a little bit more relax with it. Like, I'm okay with it and accept me for who I am, take it or leave it type deal. But I think back when I was 13, I just wanted to fit in. Like, I wanted to be with the cool kids. I wanted to be known, popular, and stuff like that. And it's like,
to be honest with you, none of that stuff matters. Like being yourself and being an individual, and if you want to be artsy fartsy or if you want to be creative, I mean, again, be yourself. Be yourself, because I guarantee you, you're going to attract like-minded people. Once you put your artwork out there, or your content or your creativeness, you're going to attract those same similar type of people.
Yeah. I mean, you could fail either way. You could fail by following the crowd and doing what the crowd is doing.
Right.
And something happens and you fail. Might as well fail doing being you.
Right.
Being what you want to do, being what you want to be, and just making yourself happy along the way.
I agree.
Like, totally makes sense.
I agree. 110%. Be yourself, guys. Don't be anything else. If you are anything else, or if you're putting on like a fake persona or a facade, you're not going to end up happy. You're living a lie. Don't live a lie. Live yourself. Be yourself.
Yeah. And learn to check yourself. Like, we all have personality traits or thoughts, ideas that we had when we were younger that we grew up and find out, oh, that's wrong.
Right.
Whether it was ideas that came from our parents, from family members, from just things you've seen before.
Right.
You always thought that was the way to do it. Turns out it's not. And just learn to check yourself on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Do some research on it. Do find out if that's the right way to do that.
Right.
Which is something that I've always done since I was probably like around 16, where I started noticing stuff and just realizing people are saying this, but actually that's going on. And it's something that's helped me grown into the person I am.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a good trait. Maybe I went overboard with it. But for me, I have to prove that's right before I start believing in it, before I start making decisions in it. While other people just make decisions on what they see right away.
Impulse decisions.
Impulse decisions. Great word. That's why you're educated. So that's one trait that I think has grown on me, because I have to check myself. I have to check myself. Am I doing that right? I know I heard it that way, but let's figure out if it's actually the
How
right
often
way.
Do you check yourself?
A lot, bro.
Do you?
Yeah.
At least once a day?
Every other couple of days, I would say. I mean, I'm not like crazy over emphasizing about it, but
right.
Especially nowadays with this whole stuff going on everywhere, it's been more lately.
I got you.
But if like I'm gonna start doing something, if I'm doing something, if somebody's telling me to do something,
yeah,
and somebody's telling me something about that's going on, I have fact check. Like, I got you.
What's another way, or another question we could?
Yeah, yeah. If I don't have much meaning or life purpose in my life,
right?
How might my emotional pain be related to that? Could be a lot related to that. If you have no meaning, no life purpose, your life is, it just sucks, bro. Like, you have nothing to work towards to live for.
So for those people that are feeling like their life sucks right now because they can't find a purpose or they haven't discovered their purpose yet, what advice would you give them?
I gave this advice a couple episodes ago.
Yeah,
a couple podcasts ago. But just I'm trying to figure out how.
And it was about Find Your Why, and I think you told us to read that book.
Yeah, yeah, Find Your Why. That's a great book to start with. But talk to the people around you,
right?
And ask them what you're good at.
Okay.
Why do you find me interesting? What do I do good that you see that's different from other people?
Right.
And just go for like a month, 2 months, whatever, how long you go, but at least a month.
Uh-huh.
And take a note of every time that you're smiling, that you're happy.
I got you.
And go back and look at all those moments and see what was going on during that moment. This for people who don't know what makes them happy, people who don't know what they like.
Yeah.
Start with that. Take a month. Take note of every time you're smiling, you find yourself laughing, enjoying what you're doing.
That's good.
Take a note of it. Go back after a month or two and look at those moments and see what's related in every single moment, and go to that thing. Learn more about it. Study about it. Start learning how to do that thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a great start.
Dude, I like that. That's a really good start. I'm going to have to start doing that.
Yeah, bro. It's a great start to just find. I mean, but if you know what you're doing and you know you're not doing it because you can't.
Yeah.
Have to do it. Like, you have to. Whatever's going on in your life that you think you can't stop because it's going to hurt you financially, maybe.
Right.
Just prepare for it. I mean, take a step back, just take two steps forward.
Yeah.
It's not easy, and especially for people who have kids, for example.
Me, it's hard.
It's hard for me. I can't just drop everything and start doing what I love, which is like I'm switching my content now. I'm talking about baseball and sports cards now.
Yeah.
Like I'm switching it. That's not easy. I've been growing my followers stuff to do one thing.
Yes.
But if I don't do it, I'm not going to be happy.
Right.
I'm not, which I enjoy doing the other stuff, but it's not what
drives you, what motivates you.
What motivates me. I'm struggling creating that other content.
So, and I was going to tell you this because you just said, you know, basically finding the stuff that helps you out or helps you be you, right? Yep. So, you know, what things do I notice in you? I would say you're a lot more passionate about doing baseball or sports in general than you were doing like the movie reviews.
Yeah,
movie reviews. And I can see that. Yeah. I can see that. And so I would say keep going with that because I guarantee you your trait when it comes to it, your skill set only amplifies the type of content that you're putting out. When it comes to something that you genuinely love talking about,
exactly.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. It totally does. And so you're right.
I would say for you, continue to do what you do, improve on whatever you feel needs improvement. Okay. Yep. I'm not saying anything in particular, but you're going to come across things as you're putting out content that are, you're going to say, you know what, maybe I should do this differently a little bit, you know, and test new stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that right there is going to set you apart from everyone and you'll grow. Like I said, he's going to have to find his new niche.
Yeah.
But you're going to end up getting that new niche and group of people in that they're going to say, you know what? I like this guy's content. I like what he's putting out. I want to follow him.
Yeah, you're right, bro. And because like I said, purpose in life and meaning, it's going to affect your mental and emotional pain a lot.
For sure.
And some people are happy with just living in a country home in their farm and working a 9-to-5. That's great. If that's you, that's what you need to do. That's what's going to make you happy.
Yeah.
Not everybody has to go and change the world and build a big company, become famous or anything that. Whatever makes you happy. And don't let anybody else tell you what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Like I said, you have to figure out what makes you smile, what makes you laugh, and what brings you happiness.
Yeah, I agree.
Next. How should I conceptual good mental health? What am I actually aiming for? So good mental health. What is good mental health?
Oh, being true to yourself. I think just not having anything or care or worry in the world. I know it sounds kind of hard to do, but once you get to a certain point in your life, I think you can block all the negativity out.
Yeah. 100%. Good mental health is just happiness.
Yeah.
Happiness. It's all it is. If you're happy, you're good mental health. And you have to be happy 80, 90% of your life. Of course, we're not always going to be perfect.
That's
true. We're not always going to be smiling and giggling.
It's not all rainbows and butterflies.
Yeah. But if 80, 90% of your life is happy, then I think you're at a good spot.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to go for more, don't be scared to go for more.
Don't be shy, put some more.
Yeah. If you want to start a company, go for it. Learn that there's going to be struggle with it.
Right.
Your happiness might go down a little bit because you're building something, you're working for it. And then when you get past that, it's going to shoot up even higher than what you were before. So,
Or you could fail. You could fail drastically. But here's the thing is that out of that failure, you're going to get the success of knowledge, knowing
exactly
what to do, what not to do next time. If you choose to go next time you end up, you know, trying to start a business like that or trying to, you know, do another venture or something like that,
knowing your limits, knowing what you can and can't do
and seeing yourself push yourself to jump out of that comfort zone and try something that you didn't know anything about.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Good mental health is just happiness. If you're smiling, if you're happy, then I think you're a good spot. If you're not, please work. Do everything in your life to get to that happiness.
I agree, man. All right, let's wrap this up. What is the last and final question?
Last one. I am in a lot of pain and distress right now. I need immediate help. What should I do? I think we had a little bit talk about this.
Yeah, I think it covers the majority of what we kind of just
Yeah.
chatted about.
Just to summarize, is find somebody to talk to. If you have nobody, go on the internet, go to on Omegle and talk to random strangers. You'll meet Mark there.
Yeah, probably.
And he'll have a great conversation with you. Or you can come to us, leave in a comment section. Hey, can I DM you? Yeah. Hey, DM us on Instagram or something. Hey, I'm going through this. Love to talk to you guys.
Find a friend.
Yeah, find friends, find family members. Open up. Don't be shy to open up. There's a lot of people out there who would love to hear what you're going to. There's always hotlines. There's websites online that you can go
to churches
is a great spot to go to talk to somebody. And you know, religion aside, just go and talk to them, see what they have to say. Just open the door and be able. And you know, pain and distress is big. So if you're going through something crazy, you know, call 911. Don't be afraid to call the police.
There's also the suicide hotline.
That's great. Yeah.
Just an open ear to listen to you.
But overall, guys, we really wanted to check with you guys and make sure your mental health is priority, especially during these times that we're going through. And like I said, we're here for you. We're open. We're here to give you a good time, funny times. We're here to talk about some interesting topics and just have great conversations. We're here to talk about the world and our life and what we're going through and how you can learn from our dumb mistakes and, and crazy adventures, which I can't wait to go on more crazy adventures with you guys.
For sure.
Especially with you, Mark, and go, you know, camping one day or something.
I'm down, bro.
And just have some fun stuff.
We should do a podcast like outside. maybe this might be pushing us outside of our comfort zone, right? Mm-hmm. Since we're having to move the studio to somewhere else. Maybe we start testing different places and maybe we go camping and maybe we do a podcast just chilling on two lawn chairs and have the camp or, you know, have the camp set up behind us and podcast going. And I think we just do something like that and get out of our comfort zone to where we're expanding and growing our just everything, not only our fan base, but our expertise, our skill set. Like you name it, man. We're growing as a person.
Exactly. Yeah. And, I can't wait to learn for more from having our guests. I can't wait to have guests, guys. We're working on it. Whole COVID thing's screwing it up. But,
it is.
And now this having to move office. So we're going to get that figured out. And as soon as we can, we'll have a guest.
Yep.
And just bring some more fun entertainment for you guys. So thank you guys for watching.
Yes, we appreciate you guys being here.
Follow us at
Mark My World and at
Mexican Rupert.
There you go. And, on all of our social medias. Spotify, iTunes, podcast.
Follow the podcast on all those platforms. Yes. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff.
We love you guys. And we thank you again for being here and just supporting us through our entire journey. We're here to support you guys. So if you haven't subscribed already, drop a subscribe. Leave a like on this video and drop a comment. Let us know again what your favorite part of this was, whether if it was the wop 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 or if it was you know, some of the topics we talked about, mental health. So again, we're here for y'all. If y'all need anything,
this is the end of this room, guys. This is the last time you're gonna see
say
this.
Say goodbye, farewell, background.
This was phase one of Dissimood, six months into it, on and off, and we're gonna move on to our next adventure, next location.
We love you guys. We'll see you in the next one. Peace.